Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here in Oklahoma City at one of my favorite hotels, La Quinta, in Oklahoma City. I was in Tulsa last week at the Looney Bin, and now I'm going to be at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City this week, this Wednesday through Saturday. And what am I going to do? I wasn't going to fly home on Sunday. So, you know, I ended up coming here, got a great deal on a hotel. La Quinta is always nice of taking care of me, and I got a hotel room. I've been enjoying the sights of Oklahoma City. I actually went to a Twin Peaks last night, so there's some sights there, and I've been in my hotel room all day working. Had a lot of clients call me about Bitcoin. Everybody wants to know about Bitcoin. What do I do about Bitcoin? Like anything, I can't give advice here on this thing. I have to tell you to speak with an advisor and get a do everything properly, as you probably should. But cryptocurrency is not going to go away, I'll say that. And I think that, you know, if you get a good opportunity to get a little bit and sock it away, couldn't hurt to buy anything in that matter. So I am here in Oklahoma City and living out of a hotel room. And tomorrow I get to check into the Comedy Condo in Oklahoma City, which is a house and a laundry room and a kitchen. So I'm going to get to eat some, cooked meals. I don't know if I'm going to cook. I mean, when you're by yourself, it's kind of hard to cook. But I'm sure I'll buy some cold cuts and some snacks, some Pringles. When I go grocery shopping, when I'm on the road, I get low-salt turkey, low-salt ham, either some Munster cheese provolone or some baby Swiss. I get some nice thin, do I have them anywhere right here? I get some nice thin sandwich breads so that when I'm hungry, I can just eat instead of going to a fast food place or something like that, ridiculous. But, and then I get some grapes, seedless grapes, of course. I said Pringles. I love Pringles, low salt Pringles. And then, sometimes I'll get something in the breakfast. I'll get my own coffee. I'll get my Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which I still have some left from being in Tulsa. And what else do I get? A little milk. I got a little Honey Bunches of Oats cereal. Yeah, that's my morning. And microwave Angus burgers? I'll have to try it. Although, I don't know, when it comes to microwave stuff and meat, I don't know. But I just say, I'd rather get the like cold cuts. You know what I'm saying? I just make a sandwich or something like that. No TV dinners with 30,000 milligrams of sodium. It's always funny when you see those TV dinners and they're like, these are low fat. Yeah, they're low fat, but there's 40,000 milligrams of sodium. You eat a piece of it and you don't sweat for a week. So I got to be careful about that. Although tonight, like I said, after the podcast tonight, I'm going to head over to Applebee's, which is right next to the hotel here. So I haven't eaten at an Applebee's in a while. Mary Callender's meals. Those are pretty good, actually. They come in a green box, right? I don't know. But what else do I get at the grocery store? I try to avoid getting the Chips Ahoy's cookies. Because if I don't buy cookies, I don't eat them. That's the way I work. Yeah, so I'm going to do that tomorrow. I get into the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Oklahoma City tomorrow, and go to the house, chill out. Show's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Going to chill out on Sunday and fly home on Monday. Can't wait. Been gone since November 30th, and it'll be great to get home, just saying. And then on the 26th, I'm heading to Reno, Nevada to be at the Laugh Factory till New Year's Eve and coming home on January 1st. Big news on Tada Productions, by the way. We officially confirmed that we will be starting the Goldfinger Comedy Club every Thursday, located at the Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club in Fort Lauderdale. Now, what I will say is that the comedy shows will not be held in the strip club. It's not like you're going to be trying to laugh when girls are showing their titties. It's in a separate room. It's a real nice room. And it's they're actually renovating it, so we're excited about that. It's going to be like a nice Vegas-style with its own bar in there, seating for 200 people. So when we start talking about this, guys, we'd like you to make sure that you come out to the Goldfinger Comedy Club starting in January, January 3rd. Chris Gorgeous is our first headliner, so that's going to be starting Thursday, January 3rd. So all new venue for us at the Tada Productions that we're going to be doing. So we're pretty excited about that. All right. Some of that out of the way. Let's talk about what's going on. Aside from this thing, I guess in New York, some guy strapped a pipe bomb to himself and walked into the near Broadway area and blew it up. It kind of reminds me of that fat guy on Facebook that, what'd he do? He taped like firecrackers to himself. He thought he'd light them up, and he thank God he was in the snow. But, you know, it makes you wonder, like, you know, all these homegrown terrorist acts are kind of crazy because, you know, they got these guys that, you know, oh, I want to make a point, you know, and then they try to kill innocents. The guy had a pipe bomb strapped to him and he still didn't die. I mean, I don't know what kind of pipe bomb that was. By the way, Facebook Live, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with our recording or our video, but it comes in and out. So if you guys join us, we appreciate it. But it's still there. That's what happens when you're in a hotel in Oklahoma City. And no mousse in my hair, by the way. You guys are looking at that and haven't shaven in a while. So that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? The wife isn't here to complain about my face. So no one is. So, you know, hairy face. Hairy face, unhappy wife. I don't know. Smooth face, happy life, wife. I never know those sayings. You know what I mean? I just whatever. But, yes, the terrorist attempted to blow himself up and couldn't even do that. I mean, what kind of terrorist are you if you can't even blow yourself up, for God's sakes? You know, I wonder if people in ISIS are, like, laughing at the guy, like, what an idiot. He couldn't even blow himself up. Isn't that happening? Like, people that drive and stuff, they don't do that anymore. Nobody kills themselves. They still want to cut. They want to be around, which is bullshit. They should kill themselves and nobody else. That'd be great, right? If every suicide bomber was like, just, okay, we're going to run do a test run first. And on the test run, they just all blew up. That would be great, right? And then we would have less issues and nothing to worry about. And life is good. Just saying, you know? So, and New York, you know, New York continues to be a target, which is unfortunate. You know, if you want to make a move on capitalism, you got to make a move on New York. Seems like the only thing to do. Everybody wants to keep fucking with New York. But thank God only a few people were hurt. Nobody was killed in this incident. So good news for the good guys. Okay. Also in the news, by the way, you know, the people keep trying to get Trump. They're trying to pass a real or bill to have him impeached. But the House voted down Trump's impeachment resolution last week. So good luck with that. Now, Coker, I guess he's from Jersey, is trying to get rid of him, too. Three women all came out. Again, these are the same women that came out before. I don't know if they had a settlement before or what was going on. But these people, these girls, ladies are coming out and accusing him. Look, it's not going to happen. I don't care how you feel about Trump. He's not going to be taken down. If he wasn't taken down before the election, he sure as hell ain't going to be taken down now. Just because everybody's got, you know, Weinstein or all these other perverts, right, are back at it. You're not. I mean, you had these people settled. There was no foundation for that. Everybody was passed. Everything's gone. But people want to keep coming back because they want to figure out a way to bring them down. It's not going to happen. Trump's not going anywhere. And I'm not just saying this as a Republican. I'm just saying this as an American. Like, enough, people. Move on in life. I can't imagine why any liberal is sitting there looking at his 401k right now going, this guy's an asshole. What a schmuck. I can't believe this guy. Well, everything's fine. You know, the Kool-Aid you're drinking on the left is making you think this guy's bad. He's, yeah, he says stupid things. He's a fucking billionaire, real estate guy. Okay. He's a New Yorker. He's not some, you know, well-polished, you know, diplomat that bullshits to everybody. You get to know what the fuck is going on. That's the best thing. That's why, listen, when I know when somebody's full of shit, and I enjoy it, because then I know when they're full of shit. You know when somebody's talking shit, you're like, that guy's talking shit. But you know, and then every time that person talks shit, you're like, right? You know what it takes. Everybody keeps, can't believe what he said. Why not? Why can't you believe it? Are you fucking retarded? Ooh, I said retarded. Are you slow? What don't you get? I don't get it. What don't you get? The guy is the president. He will be president. And the real key is there's nobody on the Democratic side that even looks like they can run against this guy. Who on the Democrat? Right? You had... Hold on. Here's my impression of Trump. Who on the left? Right? Who on the left? Al Franken. He's gone. Boy, was his speech that he was apologizing and going was, I'm going to try to take somebody. Look, when you apologize, best, if you apologize for what you did, just include yourself. Don't bring others into the mix. You know, it's like you're a kid. Well, yeah, I did it, but Johnny was there too. No, don't rag on Johnny, right? Worry about yourself. Even a guy as smart as Larry Franken, Al Franken, wasn't smart enough. He's trying to take down the ship. You fucked up, dude. You know, guys, listen, guys are fucking up all the time. Guys are realizing this all the time now. They fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, the only time I'm thinking back is like back to like middle school and shit if I fucked with somebody like that, like Truth or Dare or something, you know. Do you want to lick that street post or you want to kiss Susan? I'll kiss Susan. Tongue? So, I don't know. That was interesting. That after all this time, they're trying to get him impeached, all these signatures and everything. It's all for all these people wasting all this time and money. It's just a joke. It really is. Speaking of Trump, what I thought was hilarious last week, Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn insulted the president by saying that if she wins the gold medal, she will not visit with Trump in the White House. Somebody had posted that on Facebook, and I said, well, she better win it first. Who the hell, you know, counts their chickens before they're hatched? It's like on any sporting event I've ever had. You know what I mean? I never said, you know, when I fought, I'm like, I'm going to win and stuff. You know what I mean? But you don't, like, get past it. Like, when I win this, I'm going to... No, you're done. You screwed yourself. Right? Oh, now look what happens to her. She's not going to go... She's definitely not going to go to the White House because she's probably not even going to the fucking Olympics now. Fox News ran an article on Sunday implying that American skier star Lindsey Vonn's back injury at the World Cup was somehow tied to her remarks days earlier criticizing Donald Trump. The Trump jinx. The Byline Free Story originally called Lindsey Vonn suffers back injury in the World Cup race after Trump's comments seemed to suggest that there is a connection between Vonn's indirect insult of Trump and the injury she suffered Saturday during the Super G race in Switzerland. Vonn's anti-Trump comments turned her into an immediate target for right-wing media and for some Trump supporters online who said the two-time Olympic medalist deserved the injury. Now, I don't believe anybody deserves to be injured, especially career-ending injuries, because those are horrible. You know what I mean? It's never good to have a career-ending injury. It's not good. But in this case, it's kind of funny. Soon after Newsweek asked Fox News for the comment on the article, the outlet changed the story's headline to Lindsey Vonn suffers back injury in the World Cup race and deleted the tweet. The original headline, although that the tweet is still archived, Fox News spokesman Jessica Jensen acknowledged the changes in the email to Newsweek, writing the headline was changed and the tweet was deleted, but Fox offered no comment on the changes, because they don't do that shit, to the text of the article. It's bad karma. American skiing star Lindsey Vonn has withdrawn from her Sunday events from the World Cup in Switzerland after suffering a back injury during the Super G race. The article later spends several paragraphs recapping Vonn's Trump slams and interviews. Yeah, she said, look, I'm not going to go. Well, guess what? You're right. You're good prediction, Lindsey. You're not going to the White House. A back injury is tough. I had a back injury. I had surgery back in 1990 on my lower back, L4, L5, laminectomy done. Had the sciatica pain. What a pain in the ass that was. It literally was a pain in the ass. It was a pain in the ass all the way down to the ankle, matter of fact. Anybody who suffers sciatica? It's like a nerve that runs from your back all the way down your spine and then into, like, down your leg and into your ankle. It's about it's about as big as your pinky, and it goes all the way down. And when it's pinched by something, it's like a tube running through your body with acid running through it. I don't mean the acid that makes you like flip out like Frank Zappa. I mean like acid, like pool acid. It's horrible. Well, we do wish Lindsey Vonn luck, and we do want our American skiers to win in the Olympics. And I guess now it seems that maybe. The Russians have been eliminated from the Olympics. They can compete, but they can't compete as Russian athletes. So that was pretty interesting that they won't. They won't be able to go. And will they? Who knows? Who cares? And as an athlete, do you care? Do athletes care they're not going to be competing against the best? You know, my friend, he's a pretty cool dude. He's actually a member of the Polish javelin catching team. Yeah. There was a few injuries last year, but they're trying to hopefully get enough people back on the team to make it work in the Summer Olympics. Here's another story that was interesting. Hannibal Buress, the comedian that called out and pretty much got Bill Cosby arrested, was arrested in Miami Beach this weekend. Saw the video? Did you guys see the video? He was a bit buzzed, a bit drunk. He asked that question. A lot of people, what am I being arrested for? You haven't got no reason to arrest me. And I'm guessing that most of the time when a cop is putting you in the car, there's got to be some reason to arrest him. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, the one case, one of the cases that was definitely an officer's fault, but I think it was in Minnesota, or that cop who shot that guy after he pulled him over and he was trying to run away, he got found guilty and he's in jail for murder. So, good. That was a clear case of negligence, complete stupidity by that police officer. The guy's running away. I mean, I could have caught the guy. That's how slow he was running away. And he decided to shoot the guy in the back. Not a good move. That cop deserves to be in jail. Right? But other than that, you know, a lot of his other cases are ridiculous. Like the one case, we had another case in Florida. Did you see this? Of the guy who was dragging the cop. And I couldn't understand what that cop was doing. I mean, I don't know where this guy or this police officer, you know, got their special training at, because they look like they're horrible. They couldn't fight, and this guy was dragging the cop out and kicking and beating the shit out of the poor cop, and the other cop tried to stop. And then the guy went to attack him, and they shot him. And thank God for cameras, because it was obvious that this guy was a menace. Now some people were even saying, well, he wasn't threatening the cop's life. He didn't have a gun or anything, so the cop shouldn't have shot him. Everybody who says that in some sort of confrontational situation, I would love to see you in a confrontational situation and watch you use judgment. You know, like, oh, I won't shoot this person. I'm gonna stab him with my knife or my pen. There's no reason to use deadly force because I don't know if they're gonna kill me or not. Yeah, well, good luck with that. I can tell you that if anybody ever attacks you and looks like they're going to use bodily harm, a clenched fist is enough to kill you, my friend. So that's enough to shoot somebody right in the forehead. Right in the fucking forehead! So, Hannibal Buress was arrested Saturday night in Wynwood on a disorderly intoxication charge after an encounter with a police officer. Buress is only 34. He was booked into the Miami jail at 1:57 a.m. And again, saying, I didn't do anything, and they put him in there. I love when people question law, like all of a sudden they're lawyers. You know, like, oh, you know, going against criminal code 1416. Dude, you're going to jail. But it turns out that, I guess, he was drunk. He tried to go into another bar. The cop went in there and said, look, you can't be drinking, which some people say that you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can get kicked out of a bar because you're too drunk. If you haven't seen that before, it's happened. It's never happened to me. because I usually fall down and they carry me out. No, I mean, I don't drink anymore. Well, I do drink, but I don't drink like I used to. But there was a time where I'd get drunk. But I handled myself pretty comfortably. I wasn't a schmuck, you know? I have family members that are problem drinkers. You know what a problem drinker is? It's when somebody drinks, it becomes a problem. Like they become Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like they lose their, like, 1 minute they're all happy and nice. Next minute they drink, they're like, ah, and they cause mayhem. And they're like the party poopers of the group. You guys have been with people that are problem drinkers. You know how it is. So, but Hannibal Buress, good video of him. I thought it was a fake video when I first saw it, to be honest with you. You know, he was quoted as saying, you know, y'all goofy as fuck, which isn't really cool to say to a cop. I think most cops nowadays just ignore stupid shit like that. You know what I mean? They're not, unless somebody spits on you and stuff like that. Buress appears to respond to saying, cops don't have probable cause. See, again, using terminology. You don't have probable cause. Yeah, you're fucked up. You're walking in a bar. You're creating a scene. That's disorderly conduct. That's what that is. Buress was not charged with trespassing. Miami police arrested him around 10:30 p.m. at the Northwest 2nd Avenue of 20th Street in the heart of Wynwood, you know, where the Zika virus is, which is hosting an Art Basel-related and drawing celebrities from all around the globe. Art Basel's big out there. We don't know what led to the situation, but Hannibal Buress, at least he didn't punch the cop and nobody got shot. So, it's good to see Hannibal Buress was in town. A lot of other comments have been made about how, you know, Cosby's laughing now because, you know, I guess that was some sort of, you know, restitution or sense or, you know, reciprocity, I should say. No. The big difference between getting arrested like Cosby. Well, he didn't get, that's right, Cosby didn't get arrested. But he isn't having a comedy album lately, is he? Just saying. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I watched Hannibal Buress. Funny dude. I mean, incredibly funny, right? And you got to be very happy for the guy's success. And, you know, anytime you get to that level, good for you. Just saying. I have a question for you guys on Facebook. What's the deal with the poking? I get people. It's not like I get it. Hey, somebody like tagged you. Or somebody, you know, commented on you. But a poke. And I never see it. Until once in a while, all of a sudden, I go to my activities. Like, 3,000 people poked you in the last year. I'm like, how the fuck? I never knew I was getting poked. And I'm like, all right. And then, of course, like any guy, you're in there going, all right, well, there's guys poking me. I'm like, what would make a guy fucking poke you? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to poke you. What the fuck? And Facebook wants to somehow make this big again. Listen, it failed. It never really went anywhere, okay? It's not like poking became big, right? It's not like tagging somebody. And by the way, while we're on tagging, okay, I want to just say a message to my friends out there in comics out there in South Florida. I know it's a habit now when people are going to do an event or something, they tag everybody, put 99 people on there, and they tag it. All right, no big deal. Do I want to put it on my wall or not? You know, do I care if I'm tagged? No. But sometimes they tag you in these, and every time somebody makes a comment on that, you get a, like, look, you know what I mean? Send out an invite, but enough with the tagging. I don't want to be tagged. Unless I say I'm coming, you know, or on the show, I don't want to be tagged. And a lot of my friends are like, oh, well, you know, is there a problem? No, it's not a big fucking deal, but I just don't want to be tagged. Don't tag me unless I'm going to be there. Sometimes you tag people because you want them to be there. I get it. But God almighty, enough with the tagging. It's crazy. What's up, Kirk Altenberg? How you doing, buddy? Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. Again, I'm in a hotel. Maybe the internet's a little shoddy. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And we'll be back in the studio next week, by the way. I think on Tuesday we'll have Elgin David and Peter Leonard joining me. And I can't wait to get back in the studio, get everything back to normal and all that good stuff. Can't wait to get home to my wife. It's been a week since I've seen her. I can't wait. My iPod's running out of batteries a lot. You know what I'm saying? My iPod, my iPad. And, you know, whatever. Christmas. I'm excited because I don't have to worry about Christmas decorations. I don't know if you guys are putting up your Christmas decorations or not, but I'm glad I don't have to. You know why I don't have to? Because I'm not home. You know? I don't have to because I'm not home. My wife didn't want to do it by herself, and I told her not to. You know, I'm not getting on a ladder. Me getting on a ladder, I might as well get on a pogo stick or a unicycle. And the same damage is going to occur. You get tagged, Kirk, by the way? Anybody tagging you? I mean, I get it. Somebody tagged or pokes you because, hey, I just want to let you know I'm over here. Like, just say hi. Well, instead of poking, why not just send a message? Hey, dude, what's up? Thought I'd say hi. Where you at, Kirk, by the way, man? Where you living nowadays, man? My buddy. Every time I hear the Pink Floyd Time, you know, dunk. Remember we were chilling? We were in high school or middle school, I think. We were chilling at your house. And you got to hear this song. You got to hear this song, man. Kirk's like, you got to hear this song. And it's Pink Floyd's Time. Like the prelude to it as it comes on. Dung, 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 dung. Yeah, remember that, dude? I got a fucking great memory. I got to make sure I don't get Alzheimer's, you know? So I got these little memory tests. I try to remember, like, who's the first girl I kissed? You know, who's the first girl that, you know, let me, you know? I don't know what it all has to do. Yeah, I don't either. Lexington, Virginia. Oh, man, I was just in Newport, Virginia at Kazi's. I'll be back there this summer. And actually, I'm going to be in Fredericksburg, Virginia. In February at Liberty Laughs. Anywhere near Fredericksburg? Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates for that, buddy. But that'll be a good show. Friday and Saturday night shows at the Liberty Laughs in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Anyway. Got a crazy schedule in January. That's the thing about a comic. You know, as a comic, you get crazy because you're like, okay, I'm booked out. And then when you see open weekends and months coming up, you're like, why don't I need to get booked. I need to get booked. What's up, Cooter Douglas? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Send me that. Send me your stuff, by the way, Cooter. We'll have you coming down. I made the announcement, too. We have the new, the actual Goldfinger Comedy Club at Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club in Fort Lauderdale starting on Thursday, January 3rd. And every Thursday, going to be a great venue. Newly renovated, great place. Looks like a Vegas-style club. Inside, it's beautiful, and we'll be Tanah Productions and Advisory. My gig is going to be booking it, and we're booked out through April. So we're going to have a Wednesday at Tavolino's, fantastic, best Italian food in the world. Thursdays, we're going to have our comedy show at Goldfinger's Strip Club. So for me, I go from eating Italian food one night to eating, let me rephrase that, my wife's probably watching. I go to eat Italian food on Wednesdays and go to a great place and show. And then I go to Goldfinger for comedy and Naked Women. Again, I love my wife. She's a great woman. She tolerates all kinds of shit. Cool, man. I'll get you free tickets, too. I'll put you on the guest list, Kirk. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here in Oklahoma City at the beautiful La Quinta, newly modeled. And a beautiful place, and haven't left the room. Although I did do some cardio today, did an hour. I used the gym today. I did, you know. Listen. After a while, when you put on a shirt and you see this massive, it's horrible. I can't wait to get home. But I did an hour of cardio today, and here in Oklahoma City. And when I'm done, I get to walk to Applebee's. There's an Applebee's right here next to the hotel. Isn't that exciting? I'm so excited to eat Applebee's. I've eaten there, but it's not like I go, I want to go back to Applebee's, but I'm not going to get an Uber again. I took Uber to Twin Peaks last night and I had a ribeye, which is good, but it was like, $30 in fucking Uber. It's crazy. So I'm walking. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. When I come back, we'll have Straight from the Headlines. That's right. Stories from around the world. And we're going to make fun of them right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. Listen, every weekend, 4 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, I'm part of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. You're going to laugh your ass off.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's right. Plenty of news out there. Here's a story. WWE wrestler arrested, charged with battery of pro wrestler wife. Oh, wrestlers marrying each other, giving birth to baby wrestlers. It says here that two pro wrestlers got into a family feud. Name something you blow. Not that. But got into a family feud that ended up in an impromptu grudge match. World Wrestling Entertainment cruiserweight champion Richard Swann, not to be confused with Lynn Swann, famous Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, was arrested late Saturday after he got into a fight with his pro wrestler wife in the middle of a Florida street because she was critiquing his moves. Bitch, you don't tell me how to do a sleep a hole. Swann had just finished a show in Gainesville when wife Vanara Riggs, ring name Sue Young, began picking apart his performance as they were driving home to Orlando around 10:30 p.m. Swann flew into a rage, and Riggs leaped out of the moving car because she feared he would get physical, according to police report. Well, this is the first problem. If you're a wrestler, you're going to marry another wrestler. You got to expect some wrestling. But Swann drove from the car to, and one witness reported seeing the driverless vehicle careen into a telephone pole after both wrestlers were ejected from it, according to the police report, like coming off the top rope. Another witness said they saw Swann put the woman in a headlock and drag her back into the car, but Riggs told cops he only grabbed her by the arm, and Swann claimed he never laid a finger on her, the report states. Well, you need Gordon Solie here. Remember Gordon Solie from the old wrestling in Florida with Dusty Rhodes, Joe LeDuc? Those great wrestlers. Another witness saw, Swann was arrested about an hour later, 2 miles from the scene. The report notes he is being charged with domestic battery and false imprisonment, records show, and acting like a wrestler. Swann and Riggs have been in a relationship for about 5 years and married roughly 9 months, and we'll go ahead and say that it's never going to work. The WWE suspended Swann indefinitely following his arrest. WWE has zero tolerance for matters involving domestic violence, even though it's a sport that promotes violence. Like the Sheik, the Iron Sheik. This is the Iron Sheik. Missed the Iron Sheik. Just to follow him on Twitter, I'll know what happened. Good dude. What's up? Welcome back, guys. Thanks for coming back and joining me again on part two of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Stuart Walker, what's up, buddy? Local comedian in South Florida, J. El Paso Watkins, Robert Jones, and Jenny Lynn Paris. How are you, Jenny Lynn? And, thanks for watching. Saudi Arabia lifts decade-long ban on cinemas, probably ever since Ishtar was out, right? Ishtar was out, and they said, no more this bullshit. But can you imagine? You couldn't go to a movie or cinema in Saudi Arabia? Excuse me, your burqa is in the way. In Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on Monday lifted a decades-long ban on cinemas, part of a series of social reforms by the powerful crown prince that are shaking up the ultra-conservative kingdom. They're becoming more modern. Seems like it's a lot of youth in Saudi Arabia, and most of them are unemployed. Commercial cinemas will be allowed to operate in the kingdom as early as 2018 for the first time in more than 35 years. The Cultural and Information Ministry said in a statement, adding that the government will begin licensing cinemas immediately. Reviving cinemas would be a present and paradigm shift in the kingdom, which is promoting entertainment as part of a sweeping reform plan dubbed Vision 2030, despite opposition from conservatives. Every country has opposition. This marks a watershed moment in the development of the cultural economy in the kingdom, Information Minister Awad Alawad said in a statement. Hardliners who see cinemas as a threat to culture and religious identity were instrumental in shutting them down back in the 1980s, those cock blockers. Saudi Arabia's highest-ranking cleric warned in January of the depravity of the cinemas, saying they would corrupt morals. Yeah, because, you know, all those bad movies, you know. Saudi Arabia's highest-ranking cleric warned about this, and authorities appear to be shrugging off the threat. They think he's a fucking loon, that's why. Saudi filmmakers have long argued that a ban on cinemas does not make sense in the age of YouTube. Saudi films have been making waves abroad using the internet and circumvent distribution channels to sometimes the stern gaze of state censors. Yes. Things are a little uptight in Saudi Arabia, right? It's just the way it is. It's hard to get laid in Saudi Arabia unless you got billions of dollars. Billions!
Billions of dollars go to the use of pornographies and stuffs.
Here's a great story. You ever see these people, these thrill-seekers that get on top of buildings and they balance and you're like, holy shit, I would never do that, right? And you would never do it. Why? Because you could fucking fall. Like I said, there's three things I never get on anymore. I don't get on a ladder, I don't get on a pogo stick, and I don't get on a unicycle, right? And you watch these crazy thrill-seekers, they got a million hits. I got a million hits on YouTube. Well, guess what? This guy got one big hit, the fucking ground. Famous China rooftopper confirmed dead after he falls from skyscraper. Yeah, I guess he would be dead if he fell from a skyscraper. It's like the movies where you land on that awning. You know, like, oh, I hope I land on that awning. I'm traveling at 3,000 miles an hour as I'm falling from 15 stories. It says here that a famous Chinese rooftopper fell to his death from a skyscraper in a daring 11,000-pound challenge. That's an English monetary, as he sought to use his fame to help lift his family out of the poverty, media reported. Now, this is a bad story. Like, here's a guy who's doing stupid, crazy shit because he's just trying to make money for his family. Very heartbreaking. Wu Yang Ning. I got to try that again. Wu Yang Ning, age 26, fell from the summit of the 62-story Huyun Haoying Center in the central of Changsha. Apparently, he attempted to scoop 100,000 won, which is 11,200 pounds, from a clip promoting an unnamed sponsor, reports say. So he put something out there, and he was going to have to grab it, and you know, and he, that way he got the money. Like, a sponsor put the money there. If you can grab it, you can get it. Well, he didn't grab it. He fell to his fucking death. Now how do you feel, sponsor? The former movie stuntman had 1 million followers on Chinese internet, which is like 300 people in the United States. The former movie stuntman had 1 million followers, as well as was well known for fearless scaling towering skyscrapers without safety equipment. More than 300 videos of him tiptoeing on scaffolding or doing pull-ups as he hung from the side of a huge building were widely shared by his fans. However, this account on Sina Weibo, China's version of Twitter, went silent around a month ago after he reportedly attempted the Changsha skyscraper. Last Friday, his girlfriend wrote online, "Today is December 8th. It makes me think of November 8th, the day you left us and left this world." Well, he actually crashed into the world at a heavy speed. The Changsha Evening News, Mr. Wu was asking to make money for his poverty-stricken family and pay medical costs for his mother, who suffers from a mental condition. Yeah, her son's a fucking loon. Local officials said authorities would support his family following the accident. Police confirmed that Mr. Wu died when he fell from Hanhung Hua Center on November 8th. His family were quoted in the news portal run by the Beijing News that he was due to receive a huge cash payout for a two-minute clip from the skyscraper. Well, hopefully he had life insurance to cover it. All the things you're going to do, you know. Out of all the things you're going to do, you're going to sit there and hang from a fucking building to get notoriety. That's not going to happen with me. I'm not hanging from anything. You know, I can't. I can't hang. I mean, I'm lucky if I can, you know, not fall over when I get out of bed. I'm sure as hell not hanging from some stupid scaffolding, you know. And look, everybody, look at me. I'm hanging. No way. when I'm at the gym, I try to do pull-ups. I could do like three. You know, I sit there and play that game. Like, okay, if I was hanging for my life, how long would I last? And you watch the movies, and the people are like, oh, grab my hand. I can reach out. Imagine me hanging from someone like, here, help me up. Somebody's going, I think I can help you, buddy. Yeah, the challenges of being fat, my friend. The challenges of being fat. Although I'm not really fat. I could still get laid fat. Man caught repainting roads, road arrows to ease daily commute. That's right. Take it in your own hands. Now, you know this didn't happen in America. No one gives a shit. Right? But here's a guy that got sick of shit. Like, sick of the way things were happening. China. This is the stories from China. Man caught repainting road arrows to ease daily commute. On December 1st, a man who was frustrated by his daily commutes in China was fined after being caught on camera repainting arrows on the road to ease traffic. This is a much better this way. Police in Lingyangang, Changzhou province, said cameras at a busy intersection recorded Zhao Chai, 28, as he used white paint to redirect arrows on the busy road in an attempt to alter traffic patterns and speed up his daily commute on a bus. You fucking fix it, I fix it. Good for me. I saw the straight lane was always packed with cars, while the lane that turns left has a lot of space. They quoted this guy as telling the police, I thought changing the signs would make my commute smoother. Fuck everybody else. And I was going to be on time until this guy crashed into my car. He fell from 1860-something stories. I thought changing the signs would make my commute smoother, he says. Police said the stunt was very dangerous and could have led to collisions, because you know how bad Asian drivers are. A crew was called out to the road to correct the arrows. Kai was issued a $151 fine. And a teacher said, you went outside the line. That's no good. You got to stay inside the line. Just saying. That'd be fun. Just decide, you know what? I'm going to get my paint out and just change the road. I don't like the way this is going. This needs to be changed. The arrow shouldn't go this way. It should go that way. For me. It's like that commercial where it says everybody just, you have a road to go to work for yourself. Isn't that great? Here's a story. Elementary school teachers smoked marijuana in office every day before school began, cops say. Hey, wake and bake, baby. Right? Man, school teachers, isn't they're fucking the students, they're doing drugs. What was a lady in somewhere in Florida was doing cocaine. Some kid caught her doing cocaine before the class. Elementary school teachers smoke marijuana in office every day before school began, cops say. Two Virginia elementary school physical education teachers smoke marijuana and hashish in an office nearly every day before classes began, using an air freshener to mask the smell. Even hashish, that's pretty strong. Before students walked in, police said, Taylor Elementary School physical education teachers Luke Lloyd and Michael Diadigo. Diddly diddly. Diadigo. What? You know, that's got to be, you're a PE teacher, so you don't have much stress. Right? You think PE teachers have much stress? You know what I mean? You don't have to grade papers. You know, you don't have to, all you got to do is, watch kids run and shit and jump, That's got to be the most, actually, what has the longest, the most longevity as a profession and has the highest, the highest lifespan rate? Like, if you had a job, this job would guarantee that you'd have the longest lifespan in any human being. You know what it is? Do you know? It is an orchestra conductor. Orchestra conductors have the longest life expectancy because their hands, they're around music all the time, and they always have their hands above their heart, and they're doing all this shit. So, little note for you guys, in case you weren't paying attention, but orchestra conductors have the longest life expectancy out of any profession. And I guess PE school teachers may be second. It says here that Taylor Elementary School physical education teachers Luke Lloyd and Michael Diadigo, 28, were arrested, charged with possession of marijuana, and suspended from the school following the accusations. A third teacher who has not been identified was placed in administrative leave. I guess they just rolled the joints. Police received an anonymous tip. The three teachers were smoking marijuana in their office. On Friday, the Arlington Police Department received two search warrants on the school, for the school, and the other for a car. Drug-sniffing dogs reportedly found the drugs in Diadigo's desk and in the desk of the unidentified teacher. Police told the news, NBC News Washington, that Diadigo supplied other teachers at the school with marijuana and exchanged it on school property. Hey, these guys got to deal with kids somehow. Diadigo and Lloyd were released on a summons and slated to appear for arraignments on Wednesday. Harold Pellegrin, the principal at the Taylor Elementary, sent a letter to parents addressing the arrests. Quote, "As educators, we are obviously shocked and dismayed by this news, and our first concern has been for our students." Pellegrin wrote, this is a disheartening situation for Taylor. Please be assured that we will continue to work together and to ensure that Taylor's students, families, and staff always get the best weed. It's weed. You know what I mean? You should be more pissed if they're banging the students. You know what I'm saying? If they're banging the students, you know, maybe the pot doesn't make them want to touch the students, you know? So they're cooler about it. What's up, Pamela Moss? How are you? Long time no see. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to smoke, you know, do it before school. You know, like, I don't know, do what we did in high school. We'd go out and smoke next to the dumpsters. You know, we'd go smoke out in the parking lot. You know, have one of those metal cigarettes, have one litter, as you think it's a cigarette, looks like a cigarette. What's wrong? See, they got complacent. That's what happens. You're like, you get away with something for a little while, and these guys are like, hey, isn't this great? We can come to work, and before we watch all these fat bastards run around, you know, we're going to go ahead and, you know, smoke some hash and some weed because we're PE teachers. You know, hey, how come those PE teachers aren't that active? They're like laying down all the time. Well, they're potheads. That's, you know, PE teachers got to be great. You know, you come to work in shorts unless you're in a cold area, then you got to wear sweatpants. But, you know, I mean, to be able to go to work and comfy and stuff, like when I used to teach martial arts, like in 1994, I worked at a martial arts school, so I would just wear my pajamas. I'd wear my karate pants every day and some flip-flops. It was the best. Comfort is a big thing with your job. That's why I'm so glad I don't have to wear a suit and tie anymore. As a financial advisor, when I worked at a bank and stuff, I would see that I noticed that, hey, you know, I got to wear a fucking suit and tie every day. It was the worst. My dry cleaning bill is $350 a week. It's crazy. Like comedy. I wear a dress shirt when I do stand-up in nice places. I'm wearing T-shirts now. It's so much better. I'm so much more comfortable. Comfort is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Be comfortable, okay? Here's a story. Audio of Corey Feldman allegedly naming sexual predators in 1983 has been found. So I guess we don't have to pay him $10 million. And I say give him his $10 million just to keep him from fucking singing. I don't want to hear Corey Feldman ever sing a song again. I would rather hear screams of people falling from buildings than I would rather have Corey Feldman singing. Actor Corey Feldman said he went to law enforcement back in 1993 and gave them the names of sexual predators, but the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office said that wasn't true. Now the California Sheriff's Office is saying differently. Oops, I'm sorry, we fucked up. Feldman, 46, has long insisted that there are people in Hollywood who are guilty of abusing child actors. He has alleged that actor John Grissom and former child talent manager and convicted sex offender Martin Weiss both molested him when he was younger. And his buddy Corey Haim. Feldman said he went to the police in 1993 and nothing happened. Fearful of retaliation, he never went back to the authorities. Now the authorities say they have found the tapes from Feldman's 1993 visit to the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office. In a statement first released on Tuesday, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office public office information officer Kelly Hoover wrote, "I fucked up. We have the tapes." Discovery of the tapes comes in the midst of an explosion of sexual predator claims. And Feldman has been trying to raise $10 million to make the movie about the sexual abuse. Because, again, nobody wants to hear him singing. And now Corey Feldman says people are trying to kill him. These gay pedophiles are trying to kill him. Shut up. Don't talk. So, look, we know there's perverts in Hollywood. It's becoming more and more evident, right? The place is burning. It's Armageddon. It's not good. And if you live in California, you better repent. You better repent. Just saying. But just don't sing, Corey Feldman, please. Enough of the singing. You're not a singer. You're a horrible singer. It's terrible. Just please don't sing, okay? Please don't sing. Just saying. Here's a story. Bacon used in hate crime. Man gets 15 years in mosque vandalism, and he wasted all that fucking bacon. Right? Look, we don't... I don't even know how to say this, but, you know, don't fuck with Muslim people, okay? Let us do it on the big bat. Let's deal with the ones that are wrong. Just because people are Muslim, don't be hoopleheads and go out there and attacking these fucking poor people. Florida man gets 15 years for using bacon in a hate crime. Elizabeth Keating has more. Melbourne, Florida. A Florida man who broke into a mosque and left a slab of raw bacon now faces 15 years in prison for wasting all that fucking bacon. Why would you? I mean, there's people starving. That's it? That's all there is? Oh. I got a good idea. Let's leave bacon in a mosque. It'll be great. It is dope. Like, you know, people just have too much time in their hands. Michael Wolf, 37, of Titusville in Florida, will serve 15 years in a state prison, followed by 15 years probation for the January 2016 crime at a Islamic Society for Central Florida Masjid al-Munin Mosque. In Titusville, prosecutors said the agreement was reached after discussions with the Islamic Society of Central Florida and Titusville police. He entered a plea deal to plead guilty to vandalizing the mosque itself with hate crime enhancements, making it a felony, said Todd Brown, a spokesman for the state office, attorney's office. He waived his right to a pre-sentencing investigation. That's good. Thank you. Advertisements. Police said Wolf broke into the mosque, ripping down lights, smashing windows, and leaving behind the pork product, including bacon and ham. It is prohibited in Islam, a faith followed by 1.6 billion people worldwide. Wolf said Wolf also offered to the court the fact that he was a habitual offender, Brown said. Wolf is prohibited from returning to the mosque, a condition of his probation. Well, he's not Islamic, so he shouldn't be going to the mosque anyway. In addition to the criminal mischief, Wolf was charged with armed burglary during his arrest. That charge was dropped in court. The agreement was to drop the armed burglary in exchange for his plea by Brown said. And this poor guy has got to spend how long? 15 years? 15 years for putting bacon and pork in a mosque? Bad decision, bro. Bad decision. Right? I mean, think of, you ever do that? You ever have like something really fucked up, like you do something really messed up and you're like, all right, I think I'm going to do this. And then you're like, that's not a good idea. I probably shouldn't do it. And you're like, yeah, like I'll give you an example. Like recently when I flew from Colorado or from Denver to Oklahoma City, I had a little smoke left and I thought, you know, this is really good smoke and I don't want to just throw it out. I can't smoke it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to try to pack it in my bag. And right off the bat, I'm a smart guy. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a dumbass. I'm not going to be like going to jail over, you know. And of course, you know, it won't be a big deal. And you start questioning. Maybe I'll just throw it in this little container in my check bag. No one, you know. No. No. Okay, no. Not a good idea. What I did was I kept hearing myself after the fact, like I'm sitting in jail. Right, or I'm in that room waiting for the FBI or wherever the fuck to show up at the airport. Like, okay, I could picture myself having that conversation with myself. I did this over $20. I just couldn't throw the $20 in weed out. Be smart, my friend. Be smart. Be thirsty, my friend? No, be smart. Much better advice. You understand? Be smart. All right, what else we got here, folks? A Delta flight with broken toilet diverts hundreds of miles to offer a passenger a bathroom break. Oh, man. Listen, unless you're on a long flight, there's no reason you should be getting up. Last few flights I've been, I've been sat next to somebody that had to piss or shit like four or five times. I think they were doing coke. It's an uncomfortable, all too familiar predicament. You have to use the toilet, but there isn't one in sight. It just normally doesn't happen thousands of feet in the air. On December 2nd, a Delta Airlines flight from New York to Seattle, that's a long flight, was forced to divert hundreds of miles for an emergency landing for someone to take a shit. I gotta go. Can't you shit in your pants? I mean, that's the worst. I don't know how anybody could take a dump in the airplane. It's so small. You know, and people, I'm a big guy, but there's bigger people than me. I don't know how anybody can actually fit in that toilet. They actually stopped in Billings, Montana because of a problem with the plane's toilet, which reports flight and aviation incidents worldwide, this particular group. A Delta spokesman confirmed in a statement that the crew of the Delta Flight 453, which took off from New York City to John F. K. Airport, chose to stop at Billings during its approximately six-hour trip after receiving indication of an issue with the aircraft's Johns. The Aviation Herald reported that after the toilet stopped working, passengers began lining up and indicating they needed to use the bathroom. Been bad to sit in row 34 of that flight. The flight diverted to South Billings Logan International Airport and landed there just after 6 p.m., where everybody rushed like fleeing birds. Because a gate wasn't available, the airplane taxied to a cargo area where the stairway was rolled to the airplane so passengers can disembark to go take a shit. Ground crew members at Billings were laughing hysterically. I'm kidding. Led passengers into the airport terminal. Kevin Plone, the airport director, told the news the plane's toilets were fixed in the meantime and the plane had refueled so that it could take off again. A Delta spokesman said in a statement that the flight landed without incident except for one guy who did shit himself when he had to wait. Delta apologizes for the inconvenience and our toilets will be fixed for your next flight. That's got to be a bad, you know, can you imagine being on a plane, you got to take a dump and it's one thing to wait in line, but now you're like, okay, I got to go. I'm going to go up there now. And you find out the toilet's broken. And you're like, oh, because when your body knows it's about to go, like you're driving home and you're holding it. Then when you get it, you see you're nearby, you're not too far from your house. You're like, you know what? I'm going to be home soon. And all of a sudden your body starts letting go. Like, no, not yet. You know, you never want to shit your pants on a plane. That happened to me once when I was on a plane. I got bumped up to first class and I sat next to this guy who smelled horrible. And he kept blaming the fat guy in the front row. He said it was him. He must be farting. And it turns out this guy was shitting himself the whole time. It was terrible. Oh, we're from New Orleans. We're supposed to fly to Fort Lauderdale. We had to do an emergency landing in Pensacola because this guy shit all over the bathroom and left a trail of it leading back to the fucking seat right next to me. Great. Thank you. Enjoyed my first class stay with Captain Crappy Pants. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank all of you who joined me on Facebook Live for this horrible camera system and internet connection. But also, I want to thank everybody for listening to us here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And we'll be back with our regular shows next week when I get back into town. I'll be getting back into town Monday night, so we won't have a show Monday, but we will have a show on Tuesday and probably Wednesday. We'll see what happens. Actually, Lenny Travis will be in the studio with me on Wednesday next week. Which is great. Lenny, we started this whole thing with Lenny and Dougie Show. So he's going to come back into the studio, and be sure not to miss that. We'll also be here on Facebook Live, so you get to see Lenny in person. Any other than that, follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook, which, by the way, starting in the new year, we're going to broadcast these shows from our fan page, not from my page. So be sure to be a member of our fan page. We appreciate it. Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And other than that, guys, thank you so much. Don't forget, I'm going to be at the Oklahoma City Looney Bin this week, Wednesday through Saturday, 26th December through the 31st. I will be at the Laugh Factory in Reno, opening for Joey Medina. And on December 23rd, I'm going to be at the Meisner Park Comedy Club in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Holiday Hilarity Show Starts at 8 o'clock. For tickets, go to my page at Dougie Almeida. Go to Eventbrite. There's plenty of tickets. And I have a 10% discount on the ticket price, too, if you go to my page. So do that, all right? Thanks for listening, guys. God bless. And we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Send fire to the sky as they landed, carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. Imagination.